As we come into the last 10 minutes, 12 minutes of this year, it's time that I speak as I bestow my divine dispensation unto all of you, unto all humanity, unto this whole world. It's something that is specifically done by this avatar for the benefit of all mankind. And this year, the blessing that I give, the energy that I radiate to the world and into and through the hearts of all life streams, is that of synergy. 2007 will be the year of synergy. And I'll explain how this can most powerfully be accessed and utilized by all of you. Now, synergy, as some, if not most, or all of you know, is a dynamic whereby the combination of factors creates an expansiveness and an expansion that would not otherwise have happened had these two forces, two or more forces, not come together. In other words, it's similar to and includes the mathematical equation of the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. That's a way of defining synergy. And as we look to how you can parlay that into your lives on on an individual level, what that means, on a personal level, what that means is the choices that you make of for combining, let's say, for instance, your sacred practices will have a profound effect, positive and negative, upon your life, depending upon what they are. So let's say, for instance, I'll give an example. Someone who's been very regular with meditation might hear this year a call in the soul, whispered from your soul or from me or from wherever, to maybe perhaps start practicing yoga. And while many people take yoga, and you might have taken it in the past, if you're hearing a call to do that and add that into your regimen, the synergy of yoga with your other practices will create a quantum expansion and acceleration for you and transformation. So you want to be looking and listening in your life to see what ways of being you can add to your regime and at the same time cut out. Because that increases the synergy, the energy of synergy that's available to you. Perhaps there's a habit you might have been practicing up till now or been caught in, like the tail wagging the dog. Perhaps there's a personality trait. Perhaps there's a practice you have that might need to be let go now, which will actually be another form of synergy because it creates a new and more powerful effect on the whole of you than ever before. So looking at the choices you make of things you combine together in your daily life, in your personal life. The same is true if you look in the outer world in terms of relationships. The people with whom you choose to associate will have more an impact on your life this year than ever before. This is how the year of synergy will affect you. So if you find situations in your workplace that are going against the grain of what God is asking of you. Now, I'm not talking about that situations that are challenging your ego, because that's what they're supposed to be doing, or inviting you to grow. I'm talking about things that are situations in your workplace or in relationships that you can feel and know in your heart, or maybe have been told in your heart, or from your guru, or from God, or your I Am presence, that are not serving you. It's important to let those go. Change them, shift them, let them go. Because that creates, if you hold on to them, that creates the dark side, the negative side of synergy working against you. And it will have a crushing effect, a suffering and painful effect on you, more powerful than you ever could have imagined. When you stay in situations you don't belong in because of lack of caring, fear, willfulness, selfishness, that will be the flip side of how synergy will be damaging. Because the energy is the same.
How just, you know, like money is an inert substance. The energy you place upon it gives it its value. We're not talking about monetary value, but its energetic value. So the same is true of synergy. Looking within to see ways of being and practices in your life to be dropped, to be added. This year, be more profound, their impact and their blessings and their riches to befall you than ever before. And in relationships, seek out individuals, working situations, employment, friendships that will have that synergistic blessing upon you. People whom you admire, people who are role models for you, people who are mentors for you, people who believe in you, people who are inspired by you. Seek out things, all and more, and draw those into your life. Create those situations, partnerships. Very, very powerful year for partnerships. The fact that 2007 is also a 9 year, which is the numerology of completion, holds the numerological energy of completion, adds an increased energy on top of that even. Because you will see tremendous manifestation of that in a very immediate way, because that nine energy is sitting on top of this divine dispensation that I am giving, which itself is a planetary and a cosmic energy. Combining those two means the stakes are higher. It's like the difference between putting one chip on a number on the roulette wheel and putting 1,000 chips on the wheel. Same number, same spin. When you strike it, your gain will be exponentially greater because of that nine energy this year, on the positive side and the negative side, making choices that go against God's will, against what you know in your heart to be true for you and what God is asking of you, will, by those same energies, have a more powerful effect and impact on you and more immediate than you ever, ever could have imagined. And rippling out into the world, you'll watch and see the same effect in global events. You'll see it in politics. You'll see it in Hollywood. People who make greedy, selfish choices, unkind, unloving choices, choices they know they're not supposed to be making, their conscience knows, their consciousness knows, you'll see the impact of those. Well, it'll seem like someone put a giant cosmic magnifying glass on them, and the ramifications and implications will be colossal, which is a good thing. Because what does that mean? That creates a stronger incentive to change. Stronger that resistance is, and the consequence of that resistance and non-loving choice, that creates an exponentially larger reciprocal act from the universe back to oneself, and therefore that creates more incentive to change into loving ways of being. So it actually is a tremendous accelerator on the planet. So it's a great, great thing. You see? Now, I have a gift for you here. They've been sitting in my steamy little hands here all night. There's a stone here that holds the energies for this year of synergy, and that is a stone called garnet, particularly the traditional red garnet. You'll feel these, they're steaming hot. So I have one for each of you this year. Garnet, I wanted to find the perfect stone. Garnet known as the stone of manifestation. So that will add an even more accelerated energy to all of this. Garnet opens the kundalini. Garnet creates victory in your endeavors. Garnet is known as the stone of commitment. Commitment to others, commitment to self. So this helps you hold steadfast in your choices and stay true. It's a very, very powerful stone. So got one for each of you that has been blessed by myself and charged all evening. Hang on to these blessed ones that you're getting from me, and also helps to have this on your person or on your altar or both, and your
So you have the chance to wear garnet. You are a beloved. Here you go. I'm looking for my little guy. There you go. It is red. They come in many colors, but this is the red garnet. It also opens up your creative powers too. So it infuses creativity into all of the above. All right, so we can talk a little more afterwards, but we want to be right on with our celebration here. So let's grab our drinks. And we can go have our countdown. Now this, unfortunately, or that's not really unfortunate, as it were, Ariel is asleep right now, but I want to acknowledge her for donating this candle that she made in her kindergarten.
Aww.
And she has not lit it, and she wanted to light it tonight to bring in the new year. So, and this is a special angel that actually came from Sedona, and I gifted it to Cozy Bella when we were married, and so Ariel said, please put it out and burn it for me. Okay, so you need to give me the count when we get to 30.
Okay.
30 seconds, we'll bring in the new year. Everyone has a glass?
30.
Okay, 20.
20.
19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! Clink, clink, clink. Happy New Year. Cheers, everyone. What year is this? It's Baal.
Thank you. Happy New Year, Lisa.
New Year to
you.
Here, clink to all of you. I would like to make sure everybody hugs every single person here. No skimping, no missing. So, share a hug. After you drink your toast, put your empty glasses down, and we'll save these full ones, put them around the candle here for, in case the kids wake up.
I will hug you first.
Alrighty. Alrighty. So, now that we've brought in the new year, we're in 2007, oh my goodness. Where'd that year go? Are there any questions about what I mean by synergy? Anyone want to tack that for yourself or maybe expand upon it and see other ways that you can envision the energy of synergy helping you, sourcing you in this year we are now in? Anybody? Any other things above and beyond what I've mentioned already?
I'm reading a book, Time Management, right now. That's fantastic. And I think that'll help me. Just all the tools, Lisa moving in with us, that will help me. There's a synergistic thing that happened right now as you moving in. So that will help me a lot too, time management, getting organized. Our office is around half being 50% organized. We've been working on it a week and a half now. We're getting there. You've been working on it longer, but I think that will really help things to move and clean and organized. The office organized, Lisa moving in, help me to get organized, and the book I'm reading. So I think that'll really help make a huge. All those combination of things together, I think, will really help catapult me into being organized and responsible.
So for you, Chris, you want to choose and steer yourself toward all things that lend themselves to that end.
That's how synergy would help you in that. Which includes, specifically, all the ways and areas where you resist that. So you always have heard, you've all heard me say, whatever you most resist is that which you most need to do, because the areas of your greatest resistance are the areas where you live furthest from God. So this is a year to go more so than ever before in the direction of that which you resist. This is the year you will make the greatest and greater gains than ever before by choosing to do exactly what you most resist to do. Right. Which makes it almost paradoxically or hyperbolically seemingly more difficult, because if you've already been resisting it with every fiber of your being, now the energy makes the resistance 8,000 times more, but now you need to 10,000 times more do it.
Right.
So it takes a tremendous act of faith and discipline and obedience and surrender to do that, because the gains that lie therein for you are untold and monumental. So be looking at powerful alliances to make with people, with choices, with practices, and also seek out areas of your resistance and go after those like there's no tomorrow, and dive into them, and you'll make gains like you could not imagine. Okay. If you know your body has been screaming at you to get more exercise and it's the last thing on your list, make it the first thing on your list. If you know there's a certain food that you are habitually eating that your body does not want and you know is not good for you, and yet you would give up everything in your diet except that, give up just that.
Okay.
Things I like that.
You can think of that one.
Anyone have any other offerings here?
Thank you.
Or questions about it? It could be general or specific to your own individual life.
I kind of already know, but it's good just to hear about, you know, creating like-minded people and walking away from the ones that don't serve my life or one's life. So, I mean, it sounds simple, but, you know, because last year I had a situation where that's what I kept thinking about a certain person I was working with, but then, you know, I kept thinking there's no one else but me, so, you know, I just need to move through it. But this year it's not really that dynamic, it's more, you know, just remove myself from that person. I mean,
but that's why I qualified it and said, it's not the people you don't like, because those are the ones that you most need, because that's the areas of your resistance.
Right.
It's the ones God is asking you to be with and not be with. God may be asking you to not be with your very most favorite person on the planet. That's why I qualified it. The ones that you, your personality doesn't like, you need more than anyone. Can't stand my boss? You need to fall in love with that boss and be the eternal servant to that boss. Eternally obedient, surrendered, and kind. And
right.
So it's not the ones you don't like or the ones that annoy you, who annoy you. It's the ones God is steering you towards and away from, independent of your feelings, thoughts, or opinions about them. Which means there's a much more so than ever need to really be listening and asking in your heart and your meditations, what is God asking of me in this moment? Because the stakes are so, so high. Making selfish choices based on your desires and opinions is deadly with this energy, or very damaging at the least, if not deadly. And watch, it's really important to observe and watch this affecting people around you and affecting the world on a global level, because that is a tremendous teacher. You heard me say it's the wise soul who allows other people to live her or his experiences for them, or learn and live their lessons for them, and learn vicariously through the circumstances of others. So watch around you to see this take hold, and it'll really, really catapult you.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Anybody else? Yes?
I've got a lot to work with next year, but the one thing I'd like to ask you about is the way my mother is so critical. Is there anything I need to do this year?
What do you say? You already know the answer to that.
Well, I know that you've told me to say what I need to say to her. Like, you know, you'll talk to your feelings. You will not speak to me like that.
That was then. But what is needed now?
Well, I was going to spend a lot more time with her.
Yeah.
In a much more unconditional, loving space.
Exactly. And if you are more unconditionally loving, you'll have less need to speak up and take a stand for yourself, because you'll be more compassionate, more forgiving, which is what I was just describing to a couple of people in the other room when we had our little apple pie birthday celebration for Laurence, about when I went home this Christmas to be with my folks. And it was the smoothest, silkiest time we had together, and yet not a whole lot had changed in the behaviors I encountered, you know, little jibes and criticisms and judgments, but it's more and more of me all the time, more and more. I'm constantly looking to reinvent myself and become more love and more love and more compassion, more forgiveness, more tolerance, more patience. And just like all of you, I always invite opportunities to become more of that. Why be complacent? Why say, oh, I'm pure love and that's it? Why not be more love? Why not reinvent love every single day, every minute of your life? That's the real adventure. Anybody can just say, well, I'm this, you know. Complacency marks the beginning of decline. It's the single greatest disease of the human spirit, is complacency. That applies to avatars as well as killers, as well as greed mongers, as well as anyone. Worst disease. Cancer's got nothing on complacency. Cancer's curable like that. 5 minutes. Get me out of your body. 5 seconds. AIDS too. Complacency? Brutal. You reinvent yourself as unconditional love, and you'll find yourself far less charged by anything your mother says, thinks, does, or feels, and far less needing to retort, reply, rebuttal. Or rebut.
Thanks.
So you did know the answer.
Yeah.
And yes, I concur, spending a good deal of time with her would be wise and called for. And she will give you the acid test for that. Which is a good thing. And look at all the wonderful invitations grow and expand into greater love she's giving you. And every time anyone speaks adversarially to you, it's the only thing that should ever enter your mind. I've just been given another invitation to become greater love. But you need to be thinking and feeling that from a place of humility, not from arrogance or condescension, because that's just inauthentic. Not that, oh, you poor pitiful thing, I'm love, I'm higher on the path than you. That's just... That type of consciousness means you're far lower on the path than the one whom you're judging. It comes from a true place of, I just love you. You stare at someone and just find ways to fall in love. It's another way you can use the energy of synergy this year. People whom you found the most distasteful to you, look at them, see them in your mind, in your heart, in a whole new way, or for the first time, and insist on seeing the goodness in everyone all the time, and that will bring so many blessings to you. Now, these are not new teachings for this year. I'm reminding you of things that will give you such profound growth and expansion into greater love. You should always do that, though. Insist on seeing the Christ in everyone. Even in the darkest of countenance, the darkest of expressions and behaviors. the more you insist on seeing the Christ in others, the more they become it. That's the magic. That's the alchemy of it. You have that much power. The more you insist on seeing the Christ in others, the more they become it. Imagine what kind of power you wield in knowing, just by knowing that. But everyone has that power all the time. Always did.